Do you have questions about your health? Do you need to find out what's keeping you from feeling your absolute best? If so, your intuition has guided you to the right place. I am Dr. Charlize, and welcome to the Art of Healing podcast community. In this podcast, we explore all topics in health and wellness, from Reiki to functional medicine, energy medicine, chakras, and meditation. Join me every week for fresh new episodes that highlight healers, various healing modalities, and use this as your opportunity to find what healing works best for you. If you want to learn more about me, simply Google at Dr. Charlize. Enjoy. Hello, and thank you so much for joining me for the fourth week of January for our final episode for the month. During the month of January, we have been discussing our habits, addiction, a mindful and kind way to approach our internal atmosphere. And in case you missed any of those episodes, which they're not necessary for today's meditation, but we covered addiction and bad habits, how to use meditation to deal with those. And we covered our mindfulness and how to use mindfulness to clean up our thoughts, to direct our lives in the direction we want to go. For today's episode, this is a meditation practice. And for this one, it is a journaling meditation practice. So you may want to download and listen to this in a space and time where you maybe can write or type, however your preferred way of recording your thoughts are. So you can download this or just save to your phone and get to a place where later you could sit and write. But of course, if you're already ready to go, I would request that, of course, you can reduce your distractions as much as possible and maybe put your phone on do not disturb mode. And as we get into this, you'll be writing, but we'll start with just quieting our minds a bit and then we'll take it from there. So I will insert a space here if you'd like to pause, if you need to set up your space for this meditation, which is going to be what's really true. This meditation comes directly from my book, which is on Amazon, The 21-Day Meditation Journey, Starting Your Inner Journey to Health and Wellness. This is day 18, which happens to coincide very well with what we covered this month as far as cleaning up our mind matter to get our life in the direction that we wish to go. So if you're all ready and you've got your journal and your pen, or you're ready to type, you'll go ahead and plant your feet comfortably on the floor. A lot of times as we're trying to ground ourselves, it helps to remove the shoes and let your feet sit firmly on the ground. You want to adjust your back so you can inhale to form the cat-cow, where you let your chest expand and let your belly pooch out. And then you can reverse that with some exhales. Let your chest cave in. You can even look down, make it really dramatic. Let your belly cave in and just push all the air out. So that seated cat-cow, if you want to take a few seconds to perform that so that your spine can be nice and aligned. So now we'll just take a few seconds and you can rest your eyes softly ahead of you or on the page or journal you'll be writing, or if you even want to rest your hands in your lap. and I'll just share with you a little bit of information before we get into the writing. We place a lot of value on the information we receive from our sensory organs. This is going to be our sense of vision, feeling, taste, and hearing. This information's everywhere. It's always with us. When we meditate, meditation allows us to question our reality and what is really true. So is what you're sensing really true? Can you really tell me what the color blue is? Can I really tell you what a violin sounds like? I know from my own internal perception what those are, and you know from yours. This makes us question so many things. So if you want to take a few more deep, big breaths in and out, and now you and I are going to ponder a few questions. As we're dealing with our habits and we're dealing with things that we don't like and they're unpleasant, oftentimes there are thoughts that come up. And those thoughts, they seem so big, they seem so important. But just as I can't tell you exactly what the color red is, maybe we should question if those thoughts are really true. So for the next few seconds, I would like you to intentionally gather the negative thoughts that are blocking you, the thoughts that weigh you down. I'll provide examples, but if you'd like to go ahead and write in each individual line and leave space afterwards, your own statements of things that we don't know to be true, such as, I won't ever stop smoking. I can't stop drinking. I'm never going to lose weight. This pain will always be with me. I can't stop this chronic pain. So for the next minute or so, if you want to intentionally gather and write down each one of those thoughts, and I'll go silent and let you write each one of those. And as you write them, simply list them and move on to the next line. If you'll take the next minute or so to do that. After you have completed your list, go back to the top of the list, read each question. Now I want you to reflect on, is this true? And you can even write next to each one of those statements, is this true? Do you truly know that you cannot stop smoking? Do you have scientific evidence that tells you you cannot stop smoking? What proof do you have? Do you know you can't get rid of your chronic pain? Has there been anything to tell you with absolute certainty that this can't be done? do you know you can't feel better? Each one of those statements, go back through and right next to this, is this true? And let's take a minute to go through and question all of those. Now that we've listed our limiting beliefs and we've questioned, are these true? You can now reflect on this list and look and see what's really real. What is this true? And we'll discover that as we put down all the things that we question, all the things that we doubt, all the things that we feel will always be with us, that in fact, you don't actually know that. You don't have any proof that tomorrow will look like today, that next month will look like this month, or that next year will look like last year. And now that we've questioned that, you've created the space to create what it is you truly want, because in fact, you don't have proof to tell you anything else. After you've completed this exercise, it may feel really good to take that piece of paper and maybe perform what's called a burning bowl, which you find a safe place that you can incinerate the paper. You can hold it in your hand, pray or wish good intentions, and then set it fire and release it to the universe. Or you can put it in the shredder at work, if you're at work. Or if you've done it electronically, you can look at the list, reflect on it, pray or ask for higher guidance, and then delete it. And what we've done now that we've completed this exercise is we've gathered the things that hold us back and we've actually questioned them. And because perception and reality are questionable and we really don't know what's true, it's okay to question it and let it go. And that these things really don't hold us back. So thank you so much for joining me for this meditation and or mindfulness exercise and doing this, questioning what is true. It's something that you can do pretty frequently. It might be good to do on like a new moon. I don't know the exact dates of the moons yet, but when there's a new moon, that's often a time to release toxic thoughts, things that don't help us. So thank you so much for joining me. And we'll get back together next week. thank you so much for joining during this episode of the Art of Healing podcast. If you found this episode helpful, please leave a review. Also, you can check your show notes to find out how to get a copy of this and future episodes emailed directly to your inbox, available to listen to anytime. Finally, if you have questions or wish to connect to me, check your show notes to find out how we can get connected and find out how I can be of service to you.